So says the Sefer HaChinuch, the fourth mitzvah is the Kaddish Chadashim Lu'aber Shanim Bebezdin Godol B'Chachma Samoch Ba'aretz. We won't stress this too much, I don't think we'll have time, but the Sefer HaChinuch, I think, is probably echoing closer to the Rambam Shita here. The Rambam is very adamant. The Ramban actually doesn't 100% agree, but the Sefer HaChinuch is adamant, as basically mainly praised on the Rambam, that the only people who really can do Kiddush HaChodesh is the Sanhedrin or a deputy, somebody who the Sanhedrin deputizes. And that has to be in Eretz Yisrael and by the Sanhedrin. Ulekvoa moadei hashana al pi oso kiddush. And based on making the months and the years, that's how we have a calendar. That's why we can have the holidays. Shinamar, as the pasuk says, hachodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim. Kolomar, keshetiru chidusha shel levana, tikvu lachem rosh chodesh. When you see the new moon, make rosh chodesh. Or afilu lo tiruha mekemen shiru uyu leheraos apiachesh ben amukubal. We're going to get back to that. That's going to be the heart of the minchas chinuch that we discuss in a few minutes. This, I think, is something that is not so well known. Most of us are familiar with the fact that we have a calendar now, and that they used to do kiddush al piyar ri'ya. That I think we all know. What I think the average person is not aware of is that even in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, even in the time of kiddush al piyar ri'ya, the Sanhedrin did scientific cheshbonos. It wasn't automatic that they would just rely on that, and we're going to see in the Minchas Chinuch, he's going to explain, based on the Rambam, why they did it. But it's clear, part of the mitzvah, it wasn't just a passive thing that the Sanhedrin waited in when witnesses came, their only job was to verify the veracity of the witnesses. They actually were astrologers, or whatever, I always forget the right word for that one is. Which one is the hoax and which one's the real one? Astronomers are the real ones, right? Yes, they were like astronomers, of the ancient world. They did all the cheshbon. They really did the cheshbon. And there are times where, in fact, they would be mekadesh the chodesh based on their own scientific calculations and not with any witnesses whatsoever. He continues and he says, "V'inyan ha-mitzvah kein, shabayim shnei Yisraelim k'sherim lifnei ha-bezdin u'ma'idin bifneim shiro levana b'chidusha." Again, we're all familiar. The two witnesses would come. They say they saw the new moon. As a result, Kovan Rosh Chodesh al Pihem, etc. Hayom Kudash. They would announce that the day is Kudash. The Tama Mitzvah, why do we do this? And why does the Tafka have to be Smuchin or from the Sanhedrin? So he gives two possible drushas. HaChodesh is Elachem, Gedolim v'smuchim k'moschem. You need this. That original thing was said to Moshe and Aaron. So too, HaChodesh is Elachem. For all history, it has to be people like Moshe and Aaron, the Gedolei Hador, the people in Sanhedrin. Or he gives another drusha based on the Mechilta in the next Pasuk, Dabur El B'nai Yisrael. Israel, Klamar, Shiel Lehem Laosan, Shikachu Achodesh, Roshus Kol Yisrael. It has to be the kind of people who represent or who are empowered by all of Am Yisrael, not just your local rabbi here or there, but rather the Gedol Yisrael who have the Roshus of Kol Yisrael, Klamar, Chachamim, Gedolim, Sheb Yisrael. He continues, we'll just be a little bit more in the chinuch before we get back to the main chinuch. And then he says, V'chol mishu chacham gadol b'Yisrael, v'nizmach b'eretz Yisrael, v'smichos yaduash eich osin oso, yesh lo rishos la'asos mitzvah zu afil b'chutz l'aretz. If for whatever reason there was no Sanhedrin, and there was someone who has properly credentialed, who was living in chutz l'aretz, you could be mekadesh sechoder, says the Sefer HaChinuch, in chutz l'aretz. V'hu shelo hi niach kamosa b'aretz. But that's because there's no bigger gadol, right? So I don't want to insult anyone, but let's say, before the war or something like that, where the biggest gedolim were all in Europe, so in theory, they could have done the Kiddush HaChodesh there. At some point, when you have either equal or greater gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, then you cannot do Kiddush HaChodesh, no matter how credentialed the gedolim of Chutz La'aretz are, they could not do Kiddush HaChodesh. This opens up a side point, which I honestly just don't know the answer to, which is, how do they figure that out? There's a Sefer HaChinuch and the Rishonim talk about gadol kamos, Elohim yach gadol kamoso b'Eretz Yisrael. I don't know, they did a test, they did a bachina, they did the pin test. You know, there's nothing to do with politics. I'm just not sure how you figure this stuff out. Like, how do you determine who's bigger? I mean, even in Perkei Avos, I was just learning the Mishnah in Perek Beis with my son, so the Mishnah itself was made. You put Arblozer Hokanos on one side and everyone on the other side, or Arblozer Manarach, I think. Anyway, there is a sense, again, we don't like talking about it. It's not like the thing to talk about in polite quarters, but like, there is a reality. There are people who know more than other people. There are people who know a lot, and there are people who even know even more than them, and there are people who even know more than them. And sometimes that actually matters. Sometimes it doesn't, but a lot of times it does, and this is one of those halachos where it does. Okay, that's just some of the basics. It's actually a very long Sefer HaChinuch. Those of you who have the Sefer in front of you see that it goes over quite a few pages. Sometimes the Sefer HaChinuch is short. This is one of those times where the Sefer HaChinuch is actually quite long. Okay, so now that we have that, let's go to, that's just the basics, but let's spend most of our time, we have about 20 minutes left. Can I flip this? Yeah, there we go. Let's go to the section I have for you from the Minchas Chinuch, which is the following. This is, I think, he's there's a kind of a wind-up, but I think it's important. He's going to give us some bases. Again, I kind of prepare this on the assumption, if I underestimate anyone, I apologize, but kind of on the assumption this is not a mitzvah that most of us have, like, you know, the keys on our fingertips for. So even the basic information would be helpful, but it's going to lead into an insight based on the Rambam, which he then questions, and it turns out it's Machlokas, Rashi, and the Rambam, and we'll even, I hope, time permitting, see the Minchas Chinuch's explanation of the Rambam. But the point which I'm referring to is as follows. This is in, if you have the Sefer, it's in Os Beis. It is in the section, you turn the page, right in the beginning of Beis. Again, I'm going to skip around, which is why if you're looking at your phone, you see that there's all sorts of ellipses, but I'm starting right in the beginning of Beis. Hinei mitzvah zu. Hinei mitzvah zu shel kiddush achoresh, hi mitzvah al habezdin, shechashvu v'yedu imtira hayareach olo, umchashvin kiderech shemachashvin ha'itz tagninim ad shiodea, yadu, excuse me, im efshar shetira hayareach bazmano shilel shloshim. Deep breath. This is what we mentioned before briefly when we read the chinuch. A major part of the job, one that I think often we're not aware of, is a major part of the job of the Sanhedrin is to do this, to be astronomers and to do the cheshbon, so that even before witnesses walk into the Beis HaMikdash, they should know based on their scientific calculations, is today day 30, should the new moon be visible or not? And they had tremendous confidence in their scientific abilities, and it affected halacha, as he continues. Because as he says, once they know whether it should happen, what's called bizmano, which means that the new moon should be on the 30th day, the last month should only be 29, and then day 30 should become Rosh Chodesh. Im yedu she'efshar shetira hayarech bizmano, third line on the sheet, yoshvin umitzapim, did I lose my place here? Where did I go? What did I just do? I'm sorry. Yoshvin umitzapim, no, where did I go? Yoshvin umitzapim kol yom. Shloshim im bo edim v'darshum v'chakrum v'ne'emenu divrehem mekadshin osov im lo bo edim ala layla ha'chodesh mu'ubar d'hain rosh chodesh v'mashloshim v'echad. Says the Rambam, and again we'll see as he, when the Sefer Chinuch analyzes this, this is not just, nice or poetic or incidental, says the Rambam, that day 30, if the Sanhedrin made a cheshbon, you know, today should be the new moon. So what did the Sanhedrin do that day? Yoshvenu mitzapin. They sat at the edge of their seat, waited with bated breath, excitedly anticipating that any moment now two witnesses are going to come in and they're going to tell us about the new moon. And then if they give us that testimony, we're going to be doresh v'choker. We ask them questions to make sure they really saw it and get the, you know, make sure it's really consistent. And assuming that they did, we're going to pronounce the Rosh Chodesh. And what happens if they don't come? Just they waited the whole day and no witnesses come. So says the Rambam, basically, and the Minchas Chinuch is going to make a big deal about this as we continue, basically they don't do anything. Then it's just automatic. If they didn't come day 30, there's only two options. Either it would be today or it's tomorrow. And once gets nighttime and they didn't come on day 30, what do I know? When's going to be Rosh Chodesh? Automatically tomorrow. We don't have to be Yoshev or Mitzapeh, wait for Edim. Says the Rambam, we're only waiting for Edim to see if they come on day 30. If no one comes on day 30, then automatically Rosh Chodesh is the next day. Is that clear? Despite my, showing my age, having difficulty, dealing with the technology here, reading off of a phone. But is everyone? I hope my bumbling is not making you lose the content here. I apologize. Right? Everyone got the facts? This is just a paraphrase of the Rambam.
Next day is day 31.
No, next day will be automatic. Yeah, and that will be automatically Rosh Chodesh.
Day 31.
Yes, day 31 will be automatically. But as opposed to on day 30, where because of their cheshbon, they're yoshvin and mitzapin and waiting for Edim, says the Rambam, it's a diuk in the Rambam, but it's a clear diuk, there's no yoshvin and mitzapin and they don't need Edim on day 31. It's just automatic, because there's only two options. So if the Edim didn't come on day 30, Memele Rosh Chodesh will be on day 31. Good? Okay. Says the Minchas Chinuch again here is just paraphrasing still the Rambam. But im yedu al pi hacheshbon she'einu niras biyom shloshim. But if they knew based on science of the day, but science, there's no way the new moon shouldn't be coming on day 30. Then ein yoshvin yom lamed ve'ein mitzapim le'edim klal. Then they got to go prepare shir and do whatever Diana was supposed to do. It's not just a day to sit and wait excitedly for witnesses, because they know the witnesses aren't even supposed to come. They got to go do what they're doing. Ein mitzapim le'edim klal. And what happens if Edim came anywhere on day 30 and bo Edim he made a sheker? We know right away they're lying, because our science tells us they have to be wrong. They can't be telling the truth, because the science is that the Rosh Chodesh is not going to be till tomorrow. So very interesting. And I don't know how many of us know this generally, but this is very clear. And as the Minchas Chinuch says in the next phrase, Kozem Avur Barambam. This is all based on the Rambam in the beginning of Perak Aleph, Ahichos Kiddush HaChodesh, culminating in Perak Aleph, Halacha Vav, Bishinoy Loshing Sas. You know, says the Minchas Chinuch, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but this is basically what the Rambam says. Okay. Now, Ayin Sham b'mefurit blah blah blah. Di'im al pi cheshbon hu yom lamed mikamakom ein mashkichin b'cheshbon ad shi yavo ha'edim shinira halavana. V'im nira lahem b'cheshbon shi yevshar shetira ein somchin al ha'edim v'somchin al ha'cheshbon. Let me stop there. I'll paraphrase more or less the rest of this paragraph just because with the phone and everything, it's just too whatever. I'm good. Basically, what the Minchas Chinuch teases out now, he is just reframing what we just read in the Rambam. He's not adding new information. He just wants to make sure that we don't lose sight of what's happening, which is the interplay between Cheshbon and Edim. In back to back, there's two different scenarios. The starting point in both, says the Minchas Chinuch, again, Maisin the Rambam, is the scientific calculations of the Sanhedrin, the Cheshbon. If they assume that it's supposed to come on day 30 because of the Cheshbon, that doesn't mean all of a sudden it's Rosh Chodesh. We still need Edim. But the Edim are confirming what we know to be scientifically true. Mitzad Sheni, if the Cheshbon tells us it's not coming until day 31, then even though we need Edim, but if Edim come on day 30, they're automatically nothing. On the other hand, once we know that it's on day 31 and no one came on day 30, then we don't even need Edim on day 31. So the point, which again, if I had like a blackboard or a whiteboard, I could probably make it on a chart, it would be a little bit easier. But the Minchas Chinuch is just summarizing the basic point, which again, I think is just, when I say a chiddush, it's a chiddush just based on our own lack of knowledge. But there's this interplay, dynamic interplay, if you prefer, between the phenomenon of the Cheshbon done by the Sanhedrin and the witnesses, which you know are so famous. And basically what you see, before we even go further, is the witnesses are important, but they're not as essential. The real mitzvah, which we don't have now. So when we think of what we don't have now, we always think of al pi ha'ri'iyah. Yeah, and no. What we really don't have is the Sanhedrin being Mekadesh. That's the essence of the mitzvah. That's really the essence. Edim are one of the ways we get there, but they're not necessarily the only way. A, even when the Edim come, they have to be consistent with our Cheshbon. And B, we can have a Kiddush HaChodesh without Edim. The real mitzvah, which again, Nebuch we don't have now, is not calendar versus Edim. It's calendar versus Sanhedrin being Mekadesh. Yeah.
That's the case. Why would we
allow Edom to be Mechal Shabbos? Because it's a mitzvah. Again, there's so much in this. I looked back at my notes. I think I've said in previous shurim that, you know, 10, 11 years ago, last year I think I was in Baltimore, ended up giving a year-long series of shurim on Minchas Chinuch. So each one of those shurim were 45 minutes to an hour, and I think I did 5 on Kiddush HaChodesh. We may do 2 half-an-hour shurim. So there's a lot more than we're going to get to. One of the things that Idan Bimlo B'kyuto is pointing out is that, yes, there's a halacha, which we discuss which months, how many months, why, yes, but there is a halacha which the Minchas Chinuch actually discusses in general and in this context about the fact that we would actually allow the Edom to be Mechal Shabbos because it's so important to get there. It's a good hara, but kacha. That's in fact the din, because we do want the Edom to do it. And when there's the possibility of Edom for day 30, we're not Mekadesh on day 30 without Edom. That's essential. But it's clear we wouldn't do it for day 31, because we don't need Edom for day 31. Okay, everyone good with this basic point? Okay, so let's see if I can scroll here. So the next paragraph. V'zeh mevur. Barosh Hashanah, I think that's that abbreviation. Where is it? The mitzvah lekadosh ariyah hainush yavoha edim shiro halavana. When we talk about the mitzvah, we're talking about the edim coming and then being mekadosh based on them. Behine imbo edim yom lamid mekadosh esachodesh. Farosh bezdin omar. This is very famous. We even have vestiges of this. You know, when we do our kiddush hachodesh and shul, omar mekudosh v'chalam omri macharav mekudosh. Me kudash. So the head of the Sanhedrin will say, based on the Edom that it's Mekudosh, and everyone who's there afterwards will respond, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. Vein Mekachin El Al Chodesh Shinir Bizmano. But again, says the Rambam, we only do that on day 30, when you needed the Edom. Aval Im Lo Kichub Yom Lamed, Memeile Meubar HaChodesh. Okay? Again, he's reiterating this point, as we'll see, because he's not going to like it. We're going to get to that in a few minutes, I hope. Now, next paragraph, before we get to the question. He just teases out one more thing. A little bit relates to what Idan asked me, but it's also just a general, could you deal clearly what we should have. Elavadai, next paragraph. Elavadai, the enoi k'toli klal bazet. He said, again, I skipped a whole section where he was asking a number of questions. But basically, there's like a four-way machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's on day 30, 31, one, the other, or both, or neither. When do you have to have the pronunciation, the announcement of the head of the Sanhedrin, their Mekudosh, 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 that whole thing. After he gets through that discussion from the Gemara, says the Minchas Chinuch, basically he sums up, he says, what you see from all this is that there's two separate mitzvos, the Eino Toli Zebazeb. There's actually accepting the testimony of the witnesses, and or shall I say, the decision of the Sanhedrin, and then there's the verbal declaration of Mekudosh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Ein Toli Zebazeb. They're not the same thing. They're different mitzvos. The Zesh Omer HaBezdin Mekudosh, who mitzvah ne'asma. There's a separate mitzvah to announce, to pronounce that the new moon has been sanctified. It's actually not even a pasuk in Parshas Bo. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Perkav Gimel. Aval HaMitzvah LaKadesh. But that's a separate mitzvah of announcing. But that's not the real mitzvah or the main mitzvah that we're talking about now. We're talking about Aval HaMitzvah LaKadesh Al HaRi'iyah Hi HaMitzvah Shikavu HaBezdin HaChodesh Al Pi Edim Shiras HaLavana Kamo Shedivrei Chazal Kazeh Re'ei VeKadesh. The real mitzvah called Kiddush HaChodesh is the decision. Even though it's in that second mitzvah where the Sanhedrin says Mekudosh, but they're saying Mekudosh is not the real mitzvah of Kiddush. Kiddush really means pronounce the decision to make it Rosh Chodesh. Publicizing the decision, the tekes to announce that, on the one hand, it doesn't accomplish anything, and on the other hand, it is a mitzvah. An intriguing phenomenon, but that's his point. His point is that whether you announce it or not, it's a separate question. That could be its own mitzvah, but the actual essential mitzvah is independent of announcing, not announcing. It's the actual decision to say this is Rosh Chodesh, which would, at least on day 30, ideally be from witnesses. That's the ideal. We want witnesses to come, and ideally it would be on the right day. If they don't come, then we back into the day after that. V'zeh nikra kiddush, hainu likvoa. Kiddush here is miloshon likvoa hachodesh b'yom lamed o b'yom lamed aleph. V'hainu shiyaskimu habezin shezeh hu rosh chodesh. When they decide, that's what we mean by rosh chodesh. Okay? So the bottom line is, we have a mitzvah to be mekadesh the chodesh. If the witnesses come, that's ideal on day 30. And if not, automatically it's day 31. Okay? So far, so good. And now comes the Minchas Chinuch's question. Okay? We have 8 minutes. We'll try to do it justice, even though we're not going to be able to do it as well as I would have liked. See, and the end, the bottom of the first page. Ulefize koshali. My time of biyom lamed. Af al pisha al piya cheshman hayeniris alavana mikal makam mamtina al eidim ke mitzvah lakadish al ri'iyas eidim shiomru v'lo b'cheshman l'chud. Right? Even though we know for sure it's going to be the Rosh Chodesh because of our cheshman, we don't just announce on day 30 even though our cheshman had told us scientifically should be Rosh Chodesh. The mitzvah is to wait till the eidim come. So ask the Minchas Chinuch, for the sake of time, I'll paraphrase this paragraph. It says, why is it clear, as he's already told us more than once, but now he's, you know, he kind of lulled us into accepting it before he's now about to pull the rung out from under us. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't understand why it was so obvious to the Rambam, why we've been taking for granted that if no witnesses came on day 30, that we're automatically already going to say without witnesses, without being Yoshev or Mitzapeh for Edim, that all of a sudden on day 31 is Rosh Chodesh. Says the Menachem, I'm not asking why is day 31 Rosh Chodesh. We know that. That's not true. But if the ideal mitzvah is to have witnesses come and Alpia Re'iyah make the announcement, why not wait for that to happen on day 31? If it doesn't happen, it won't matter because we know it has to be Rosh Chodesh. But why not each at least have a ideal anticipation or hope, leave the door open for the witnesses to come? In fact, let's see, is it in this paragraph or the beginning of the next one? I think it's in this one. He points out from the Rambam himself, I think it's in this paragraph I said here. The Rambam says, we already make a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh that night. We don't even give a chance for witnesses to come on day 31. If no one came on day 30, it's automatically already at night, we assume tomorrow's Rosh Chodesh. Says the Menachem, why? Again, it's true that we know it's going to be. But just like on a different month where we knew it was going to be day 30, and yet we still didn't say, okay, let's do it. We still said, let's wait for the witnesses. Because even though the cheshbon guides us, it's like our guardrails. It's like, you know, bowling with the things up, right? That's the cheshbon. But there's still a mitzvah to have Edom come. That's why we wait on day 30. So how come it's so clear to the Rambam that we don't wait? And to strengthen his question, he points out that it's meduik in the Rambam, in Rashi, that Rashi disagrees. Rashi's actually talking about Udan Sugya. So we don't have time to read that part inside or go through all the details, but on the Gemara that talks about Chil Shabbos and how we're Machal the Shabbos for the witnesses, the Gemara asks, why should we do that? So the Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where day 30 was Shabbos. So in that context, Rashi basically says, well, yeah, in that case, why should we have the Machal Shabbos? Why don't we just wait for the witnesses to come tomorrow, i.e. day 31? So the Minchas Sinach is Medayek from Rashi. Why didn't Rashi just say, why do you have to have the witnesses be Mechal Shabbos on day 30? We'll just automatically make Rosh Chodesh on day 31. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, why do you have to have the witnesses be Mechal Shabbos on day 30? Let them wait, have a nice Shabbos in the house, and come to Beis Din on day 31. Says Minchas Sinach, this is in that second to last paragraph, starting me with on the second page, Ach Barashi, in the bottom of that paragraph, I have it underlined, you see from Rashi, Al Karcha, the mitzvah l'kadesh ayde hariya, tzrichen lelech l'machar gamkein, av she'idu shirob l'mamed. Even though they're going to come and say, we saw yesterday, but in the Havamin of the Gemara, where we don't want them to be Mechal Shabbos, we would have said, okay, you didn't come yesterday on Shabbos, because maybe it's not Chil Shabbos, and we end up passing for 10 months of the year, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Only for Nisan and Tishrei would you be Mechal Shabbos to get the Rosh Chodesh right away, because it's so important for those important holidays of those months. But in that Rashi, again, he's just discussing kind of a Havamina of the Gemara, but in that Rashi, he assumes what? That even if they didn't come on day 30, so we know Rosh Chodesh is going to be on day 31, what is Rashi assuming is going to happen? That we want witnesses to come. So you see that it's according to Minchas Sinach, it's intuitive, and it says it's actually what Rashi says beferish. So he's left with, and this is, we have 4 minutes for the last paragraph, what's pshat in the Rambam? How come the Rambam seems to, on the one hand, tell us that yes, cheshbon is important as kind of guardrails, but the real ideal mitzvah is to have witnesses. Haraya, even when our science tells us day 30 should be Rosh Chodesh, we still don't automatically start off with, in the morning, we tell the Sanhedrin, you know, twiddle your fingers all day, Yosheva Metzapeh for Edim. Because you see, the real ikar is the Edim. And yet the Rambam seems to say, if it doesn't happen, or the science tells us that the Gadaf is going to come on day 31, that we do right away. We don't need to wait. It's somehow something only about day 30, but not on day 31. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. And as he points out, there's a Rashi in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that's against it. Everyone got the question? Okay. Not my best performance, but don't hold that against the Minchas Sinach. Minchas Sinach, I'm sure, could have given share of a cell phone, even if I can't. Okay, so says the Minchas Sinach, last paragraph, and with this will conclude. V'niru lo maratam, she'ein tzarech lahamtim ala eidim b'yom lamed aleph. He says, what must be the Rambam svara? Shematzinu kama dvarim she'tzarech eidim mikom makam b'davar hayadua l'kol ha'olam havi ahanan sade shehu kein. Says the Minchas Sinach, we have a concept sometimes in halacha, that even something that requires formal eidus, if it's something that there's a yediya brura that everybody knows, that universal, unquestionable knowledge can somehow and sometimes substitute for edim, not because we don't need edus, but because it could have the status, it could be given the chalos of edus. Even something that we know most probably, that's not enough because you need edus. But every now and then you have situations in which everybody knows something, and that might be sufficient. He brings a raya, for example, which I don't have time to read inside, a very famous Tosfos, a shita about women in Geirus, where the question has to do with, do witnesses need to see a woman who's converting go to the mikvah? And the Gemara has a question, milo tavlo benidusa. Now, what does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain, if she's been going to the mikvah as for the halachos of Nida, wouldn't we know? In other words, it's not that it didn't mean that the whole point of the question is that rabbis aren't in theory, wouldn't have been in the mikvah at the time. But if there's a yediya brura, everybody knows she goes to the mikvah, then that should be sufficient and we could rely on that for the tefilas geirus. Again, I don't want to get bogged down in the halachos of geirus now. Although those of you, anyone here at the table who are going to be coming to my house for Shabbos, so I am talking about geirus, not about women in the mikvah, but I am talking about geirus in my Shabbos year. But this is an important principle which the Minchas Sinach says, you see from this, we'll go to the bottom, after the three dots, the underlined part. that there's this idea which he says right before the underline part, third line. In certain cases, the Gemara has a possibility that if everyone knows she went to the mikvah, even though no one actually saw it, that would be sufficient. If everyone knows that day 31 must be Rosh Chodesh, because it wasn't on day 30, so there's no other option. It's as if there was testimony in front of Beis Din. And then he adds another even more intriguing formulation. The Minhag HaSanah points out in another place that in theory the members of the Sanhedrin could be the witnesses for Rosh Chodesh. Let's say a guy is walking, well, you know, Rabbi Kiva or whoever is walking to the Beis Hamikdash that day and he sees the new moon. He could be a witness and be part of the Sanhedrin. So says the Minchas Chinuch, this is his chiddush for the Rambam, that apparently the Rambam held, yes, you need a din of edus, but this is the kind of thing, we are Yoshevo Mitzapeh, the edim on day 30, because there it's only a 50% chance it's going to happen, so you need edim. But once it's going to be 100%, so it's not that we don't need edus, it's that the fact that everyone knows with 100% certainty that today will be a Chodesh, that counts, that level of certainty. Very intriguingly, maybe not according to Rashi, but according to the Rambam, that's sufficient not just to give us common sense knowledge, but to give us knowledge that is on the level of halachic edus. And therefore, it's as if, in one formulation, people testified before the Sanhedrin, or in his other formulation, it's as if the Sanhedrin testified to themselves. I don't know if there's enough community between those, but just two intriguing formulations. But that is how, in the end, the Minchas Chinuch resolves the Rambam's interplay between the Cheshbon, the scientific knowledge of the Sanhedrin, and the ideal, at least on day 30, for Eidus. And according to the Minchas Chinuch's interpretation, even on day 31, on some level, we're relying on Eidus, but not the Eidus that we have to be Yoshev and Metzapah for. It's the Idea Brura, the Igali Milsa to everyone, Anansadeh, that counts like Eidus.